right, you know what? You want a response tonight, Leafs fans? I mean, I would take a look then at what the Oilers did last night. You know, that, my friends, is how a young team responds to what should have been a telling blow. You know, the type of loss that can normally put a team in its heels for an entire series. You know, the Leafs play the Washington Capitals tonight in game five of their best of seven series. It's tied at 2-2. And while they were not as conclusively beaten as the Oilers were in game four of their series against the Sharks, think back, San Jose beat them 7-0. There was a sense, I think, that the Capitals in game four looked a little more like themselves for great wide swaths of that particular game. And I mean, you know, the folks in Edmonton must have had a similarly queasy feeling after the Oilers game four shelling, right? I mean, the Oilers, like the Leafs, they lack a group postseason pedigree of any description. So while, like the Leafs, the pure talent is clearly there to overcome any type of setback, until it happens, well, you've always kind of got that niggling concern, right? Now, the Oilers not only beat San Jose in overtime, they crushed them in overtime. They outshot them 13-2 until David DeHarnay's game winner. I mean, I know you don't usually associate the words crushing and overtime, right? One goal wins. But my goodness, that's exactly what it was. And it was a just reward for the way the Oilers came out to start the game. Martin Jones of the Sharks, hey, he was great, but so were his goalposts. The Oilers supporting cast was engaged from the get-go, and while Leon Draisaitl continues to be largely a stranger to the score sheet, I'll tell you what, his presence in the face-off circle, his willingness to impose his will in the game helped set the tone. It was fitting for DeHarnay to get the overtime goal. I mean, he was all over the place. He even saw power play time in the game. And look, I understand it's different series and different opponents. One game is at home. The Leafs are on the road. But maybe there's the same template here, right? Maybe, as Oilers head coach Todd McClellan said, the idea of being on your toes a little more at the start of the game, that's what the Leafs need to kind of embrace. And at any rate, folks, listen, given what happened to the Raptors in their playoff game in Milwaukee last night, you know, in a series that now seems poised to raise deeply disturbing questions about the very guts of the team, I got to tell you, tonight's opening faceoff can't come soon enough for Mike Babcock, for the Leafs, and quite frankly, for the rest of us as well.